All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, it is March the 15th in the year of the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, 2024, and the King of it who sits in the heavenly places at this time, where you can too, you can join him in the seat through his death, resurrection, and ascension. Well, it's been misting on and off here today where I'm at in Seguin, Texas. And our studio is in Austin, and I don't know what their weather is, but anyway, I got some interesting news. I have a deer. Yeah, you heard me right. I have a deer. We call her Jane Doe, and she has adopted us and our dog Lolly. And it sits out with my. I'm looking at her right now. She's right next to the kennel we have our dog in, and right in front of the door, so that every time Lolly, our dog, comes out of her house, well, there's Jane Doe. At lunch, my wife said Jane Doe was very happy on their morning walk today, and when almost home again, she kicked up her heels and bucked like a young horse playing. So, pretty wild, huh? I mean, she's looking at me right now. Anyway, okay. Well, you know, aside the good stuff, the fun stuff, now we turn to the Gaza, you know, evil in the world, the all the global debauchery going on and global attempt to take over the world. And we're going to hear about Chuck Schumer and what he said was the real problem we're seeing today. And I'm going to comment on what why Chuck Schumer really made his speech. I think he called it the four obstacles to peace. But anyway, and I'm going to tell you what I'm about that right now before we get into it. We're going to play a video that that was made of him delivering the speech, and so we can hear it. And then we're going to hear what Mitch McConnell says about it. And we're going to actually start with Mitch McConnell, but. The reason why I think Chuck Schumer made this speech against Netanyahu was that people are unhappy about Gaza, and they should be. The Abraham descendants are having a hard time selling the complete destruction of Gaza for what a handful of people did when they broke out of Gaza on October the 7th. So some of these descendants of Abraham are getting kind of these bloodline connections to Abraham. They're getting uncomfortable. They just can't seem to, the anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic thing just isn't flying like it used to. So they can't keep people shut up about it. And so we're going to hear a bit of Schumer's speech about the obstacles, and then we're going to start with Mitch McConnell, condemnation of Schumer for criticizing Netanyahu. Then we're going to wrap it up with what the church and the Christians should be doing about all this. Now, Netanyahu is going to invade Rafah. Now, that just came out too today. As the last major city in Gaza to destroy it after it removes all the refugees. Well, I think we're going to hear, though, that there were 31 Gazans were killed, Palestinians were killed, in advance of their land invasion. And it said Palestinians, you know, it didn't say Hamas people. And then, you know, here's what they think just because you move all the people out of the way and then bomb their city into rubble, that that's somehow okay. No, that ain't okay. It is most clear that the idea was to destroy any development in Gaza and bomb it into prehistoric times and then make Gazans rebuild with little and under complete domination and regulation by Israel. This is a barbaric Antichrist plan from start to finish. And what makes anybody think that just because you remove the starving people out of the way and then bomb their city into rubble, that that's somehow A-OK, as long as you didn't kill anybody? Well, first of all, they're killing people already. They've killed 31 before they even get started. So, this thing, I can't believe that the whole wide world hadn't said, wait just a damn minute here. We've seen enough of that. Why don't we have a real investigation of October the 7th in the first place? Why are we buying that anyway? Okay, and then we're going to wrap it up with Ron's article, that's me, Ron's article on John Hagee and the premillennial heresy and its connection to the bitter fruit of the Antichrist state of Israel and its perverted, barbaric ideas about government. So anyway, let's get started. We'll get, first thing is going to be, let's see, where is it? No, that's not what we wanted. Here it is. Now, we're going to go to Mitch McConnell. This is an article put out by CNN, and the story is by Manu Raju and Ted Barrett, and it's this is 2 hours old. It just came out 2 hours ago. And I quote here, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell ramped up his scathing criticism of Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer in the aftermath of the New York Democrats' stunning call for new leadership in Israel amid the brutal war in Gaza, underscoring the growing partisan divide over Israel, a rare issue that had long unified the two parties. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, it didn't matter whether you were Democrat or Republican for years and years. Well, ever since Israel started. Just Israel could do no wrong, and we support them no matter what kind of barbaric plan they have. Of course, we know the reason why that is. That's because we lost our own country to their unscrupulous banking principles and violations of the Constitution, altering its terms without amendment, dissolving the United States. Well, before, let's keep going with this article. In an interview with CNN, McConnell said Schumer's speech was a direct contradiction of U.S. policy and called on the White House not to go down that road. Quote, "You can't spend years hyperventilating about foreign interference in democracy and then turn around and tell allies, particularly Democratic allies, who their leaders should be and when they should have elections," unquote. McConnell said, quote, "It's just completely at variance with the way we typically operate in a foreign country, which is to deal with whatever government has been chosen in a democracy," unquote. Well, for a long time, Schumer has aligned himself with Benjamin Netanyahu, but broke with him Thursday on the Senate floor as he characterized the Israeli prime minister as an obstacle for peace. Well, I reckon. But it's not him. It's the whole idea of Israel that's an obstacle to peace. But let's go on. Quote, and we're quoting, this is the quote in the article of Mitch McConnell. "As a lifetime supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me I think this is a quote from Schumer. "As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October the 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past, Schumer said, unquote, Schumer said. Well, I'll tell you how old it's been stuck in the past. 2,024 years. Yeah, see, that just simply is no such thing as a Jew by bloodline only. And they have no right to that property. You see, this is one country that its whole idea, its whole justification is biblical. And when you go to the biblical to get the justification, the only, the sole, the singular justification for the entire state of Israel is not there. This is phenomenal. I mean, talk about the biggest conspiracy in 2,000 years. We're looking at it. We're watching it in operation. Okay, ask, and now I'm continuing with the article here, ask if Schumer, being the first Jewish Senate majority leader in the U.S. history, who has been outspoken on Israel for years, gives him the right to call for a change in leadership there, McConnell pushed back. Quote, just because he's Jewish doesn't give him a pass to advocate something that's completely inconsistent with our past approach to democratic countries. McConnell said, about Schumer, whose speech he watched as it was delivered from his office in the Capitol. McConnell rejected calls for conditions on military aid to Israel, something some Democrats have called for in an effort to tamp down civilian deaths. Well, hallelujah. Well, he's not in the mood for that. Just give them all the money we have so they can buy more guns and bombs and jets and you name it, while Gazans have nothing, not even food and water. Okay, in his speech, Schumer explained his deep misgivings about the toll on innocent people in Gaza. Quote, I'm anguished that the Israeli war campaign has killed so many innocent Palestinians, unquote. He said, quote, I know that my fellow Jewish Americans feel the same anguish when they see the images of dead and starving children and destroyed homes. Unquote. Yeah, and destroyed whole cities. Now, McConnell didn't offer any criticism of the Israeli government, even as a growing number of Democratic leaders and voters have called for an immediate ceasefire. Quote, I'm not here to criticize our Democratic ally and what they feel they need to do to settle things down. This is, if you're looking for a parallel, what do you think we would do if we were attacked by the Mexicans or the Canadians? They have to live next door to this. Completely inappropriate for us to be dictating these policies for certainly the government of a Democratic ally, unquote, he said. Well, I think we're having pretty much of an advance. What would Israel do if the Palestinians were moving into Israel like the Mexicans are moving into the United States? I don't think he should have brought that up. Yeah. Oh, anyway, and guess who's responsible for that, too? Those same old boys. Yeah, same old globalists who are taking over the world or have taken over the world. The Antichrist, those who call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews, better known and described by Jesus Christ as liars and the synagogue of Satan. Maybe I can just refer to these people as those of the synagogue, because the whole nature of the synagogue now is been erased by Christ Jesus, King of Kings, and now the church. Is what has come from it. Okay, McConnell blamed the Biden administration for micromanaging the war in Gaza, as if that was going on, and said Schumer's calling for a regime change in in the wrong country. Quote, they've also been guilty of trying to micromanage the war for the Israelis, which I think is also a mistake. And look, if we're going to call for a regime change, why don't we call for a regime change in Iran, for example, he said. What do you think they've been doing? These guys want to go over there and stomp Iran so bad they can taste it. Well, quote, I think we should pass the supplemental, give them the financial assistance they need, and butt out when it comes to telling them who their government ought to be and what their tactics ought to be with this atrocity, he said. It's almost like everyone forgot what happened on October 7th. How could we forget that when it's shoved down our throat every day? It's kind of like 9/11. Who's going to forget 9/11? They shoved that down our throat for years and they're still doing it. And that whole thing was a mixed up fraud, and so was October the 7th. Well, anyway, Schumer's office did not comment on McConnell's criticism, but pointed to a post from Israel opposition leader Yair Lapid, who said Schumer's speech is, quote, proof that one by one Netanyahu is losing Israel's biggest supporters in the U.S., unquote. Okay, well, that took a little longer than I wanted it to, but anyway, that's what Mitch McConnell had to say about what we're fixing to hear, that Chuck Schumer actually said. One of the synagogue members. So I'm going to read. There's a little bit of the article here under the video. It's a very short. I'll try reading it. Israel will commence an invasion into Gaza city of Rafah despite protests from the United States and other international powers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced approval of the operation via his office on Friday. That's today. This article I'm reading from is Fox News. It's 3 hours old. Okay, and it says the Israeli Defense Force will invade the city in southern Gaza as part of its larger military operations in the region. The operation will reportedly include an evacuation of civilians, according to the Jerusalem Post. Oh boy, thank goodness, huh? Prime Minister's office also announced that an Israeli delegation would leave for Doha to conclude negotiations for the release of the hostages. And let's see here. The security cabinet must first arrive at a comprehensive position on the pressing issue. Oh, there's a little more here. We'll get back to that after this. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government. It was Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'll continue just to get to the bottom of this article on from CNN. It came out 3 hours ago. It says here, the U.S. government has repeatedly opposed Israeli plans to launch the Rafah ground invasion. The administration is said to have proposed a draft UN Security Council resolution, which in part would call for a temporary ceasefire and call on Israel not to go into Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Well, I want to interject something. Boy, that's just not going to Netanyahu isn't going to do that. I mean, this guy's been dying to reduce all of Gaza to rubble. That's the plan. Okay, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer went so far as to call for a change of leadership in Israel that is more willing to consider a ceasefire and abandon plans for a further ground operations. You're gonna find that he's even gone further than that. Chuck Schumer, well, we'll wait till we get to it. You'll be amazed to hear what he says. And I'm going to point it out when we hear this video. But anyway, President Biden seemed to sign off on these remarks, saying on Friday from the Oval Office, quote, Senator Schumer contacted my senior staff. I'm not going to elaborate on the speech. He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans. Well, amen to that. Okay, the Israeli government released its post-war plan for Gaza last month, a deal that was immediately rejected by Palestinian officials. I guess so. And what gives them the gall to think that this is just absurd. Under the plan, Israel would seek open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip. That means everything. It will control everything in Gaza. Okay, Netanyahu's government has flatly rejected calls for a two-state solution, which Biden's administration continues to push for. Well, first of all, I do agree with that. A two-state solution is completely ridiculous and a joke and never has been serious unless they arm Gaza to the teeth like we have armed Israel to the teeth. So if you want to arm Gaza equally to Israel, how is this not the same thing that we're looking at? If you want to have a starving, broke-down nation next door to it that can be brutalized anytime it wants to, well, then that, in a way, that's a two-state solution too, right? The state of imprisonment and the state of Israel. Well, anyway, enough of that. Now let's hear what this video says, and I think maybe we ought to listen to that after, because we got another break coming up in a few minutes, couple of minutes, and this video is 5 minutes and 30 seconds long, and it's really worth hearing. It's coming from a synagogue person. What are we going to call these people? If they're not Jews, which the New Testament makes clear, these people are not Jews unless they're in Christ Jesus, and they confess Christ Jesus as their Savior and the Savior of the world, they're not doing that, so they're not Christian. I mean, they're not Jewish. Now, I mean, it couldn't be any clearer that what Galatians 3 says, chapter 3, said that there's only one seed. You know, people think there's millions of seeds of Abraham. That means the bloodline of Abraham. And that means anybody that's connected to Abraham has the blood of Abraham and therefore is the seeds of Abraham and therefore Jews. But that's false. There's only one seed, and that was Jewish, and that was Christ Jesus. He didn't have any kids. That's all by faith. And you have to put on Christ. You have to abide in Christ to be there. So anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the Gold Mountain and Medical Symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. We've been talking about this speech made by Chuck Schumer calling for a change of the prime minister, or change of the leadership, the Netanyahu, change it to somebody else. And then what Mitch McConnell said about that. And now we're going to hear the speech, or part of the speech, that pertains to Netanyahu as, I think, the fourth obstacle to peace that Chuck Schumer talked about. So here we go.
The fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has all too frequently bowed to the demands of extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, and the settlers in the West Bank. I have known Prime Minister Netanyahu for a very long time. While we have vehemently disagreed on many occasions, I will always respect his extraordinary bravery for Israel on the battlefield as a younger man. I believe in his heart he has his highest priority is the security of Israel. However, I also believe Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel. He has put himself in coalition with far-right extremists like Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, and as a result, he has been too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, which is pushing support for Israel worldwide to historic lows. Israel cannot survive if it becomes a pariah. Prime Minister Netanyahu has also weakened Israel's political and moral fabric through his attempts to co-opt the judiciary. And he has shown zero interest in doing the courageous and visionary work required to pave the way for peace even before this present conflict.
Yeah, it's interesting that you can see here that those of the synagogue are really worried about the world reaction to this. It's beginning to be obvious to the whole world. It is now obvious to the whole world that these people of the synagogue are showing barbaric beliefs about government and war. And it's too obvious, and the heat is heating up too hot. So and Netanyahu won't stop, and they're seeing that this whole thing is going to collapse. The whole idea of the state of Israel is going to collapse, which it should, in fact, by law. It should have never been instituted in the first place. And now they're beginning to see that this is what's happening. They are really now, even fellow members of the synagogue are beginning to push against Netanyahu, good for a good reason, but it's all just self-protection. We'll go on and hear some more.
A lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then.
And do you hear that? Yes, the world has changed radically since October 7th, seeing what Israel's reaction to this and how completely bizarre reaction to completely demolish Gaza. No wonder the world has changed. They're shocked to see that this is what these so-called chosen people are doing. Anyway, let's return to the speech.
The Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. Nobody...
Hear that? A government that is stuck in the past. And as I said before, you know how old it is? It's stuck in a government that's over 2,000 years old. It doesn't apply now, the whole thing. The Old Testament no longer works. It's the New Testament. And they're still living in the Old Testament. Now we'll keep going.
He expects Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the things that must be done to break the cycle of violence, to preserve Israel's credibility on the world stage, and to work towards a two-state solution.
Now see, that's a joke, though. The two-state solution is never going to work because they're not going to arm the Palestinian people. The world will not arm them equally to Israel, and that's what it's going to take to have a true two-state solution. Let's continue.
If he were to disavow Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir and kick them out of his governing coalition, that would be a real meaningful step forward. But regrettably, there's no reason to believe Prime Minister Netanyahu would do that. He won't disavow Ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir in their calls for Israelis to drive Palestinians out of Gaza and the West Bank.
Did you hear that? To completely drive Palestinians out of Gaza and the West Bank. So now you hear what the real plan was. Drive Palestinians out of Gaza and the West Bank. Total and complete destruction and removal.
Won't commit to a military operation in Rafah that prioritizes protecting civilian life. He won't engage responsibly in discussions about a day after plan for Gaza and a longer term pathway to peace. Hamas, and the Palestinians who support and tolerate their evil ways, radical right-wing Israelis in government and society, President Abbas, Prime Minister Netanyahu. These are the four obstacles to peace. And if we fail to overcome them, then Israel and the West Bank and Gaza will be trapped in the same violent state of affairs they've experienced for the last 75 years.
Wow, did you hear that? For the last 75 years. That means that Israel has never been a state that has worked as it should. It was created for an unlawful purpose. It was created unlawfully, and it operates on a day-to-day basis unlawfully. Now, I mean, that's the three things that a government is. And it has to be created lawfully. It has to be created for a lawful purpose, and it has to operate lawfully. Well, it fails on all three. And it's been there 75 years, and it's been a disaster for the entire time. Well, let's continue.
These obstacles are not the same in their culpability for the present state of affairs. But arguing over which is the worst stymies our ability to achieve peace. Given the complexity and gravity of this undertaking, many different groups have a responsibility to see it through.
Boy, I see that. There are many groups responsible for this, and many groups responsible for letting Israel slide on all this wicked debauchery it's been up to and doing. And namely, I'm talking about the church. The church is responsible for most of this because Israel could not have even come to be a state had it not been for its deception of Christians and the church to support this wicked idea. I mean, who even thought that the church and Christians should be connected to the Antichrist? These people of the synagogue are Antichrist. They don't believe in Christ. They have rejected Christ Jesus. And didn't the Bible, doesn't the New Testament say that we should not be unequally yoked with those that are not of the faith? And yet the church has joined itself to the Antichrist state of Israel at the hip. This is the most bizarre thing in history. Now, let's continue with Schumer's speech, and we'll really get to the big statement he makes later here, coming up soon.
The Palestinian people must reject Hamas and the extremism in their midst. They know better than anybody how Hamas has used them as pawns, how Hamas has tortured and punished Palestinians who seek peace. Quite frankly, I haven't heard enough Palestinian leaders express anguish about Hamas and other extreme elements of Palestinian society. I implore them to speak up now, even when it may be hardest, because that is the only true way to honor the lives of all those lost, by transcending the enmity and bloodshed and working together in good faith for a better future. Once Hamas is deprived of power, the Palestinians will be much freer to choose a government they want and deserve. With the prospect of a real two-state solution on the table, and for the first time, genuine statehood for the Palestinian people, I believe they will be far more likely to support more mainstream leaders committed to peace.
I hate to say this, but they've heard that for 75 years. That's been a talk on the table for 75 years, and it's always been a fraud. They've always been cheated out of it. What makes you think they would even entertain that for 1 second? I would be astonished if they accepted the idea myself. Let's continue.
I think the same is true for the Israeli people. Call me an optimist, but I believe that if the Israeli public is presented with a path to a two-state solution that offers a chance at lasting peace and coexistence, then most mainstream Israelis will moderate their views and support it. Part of that moderation must include rejecting right-wing zealots, like ministers Smotrich and Ben-Gavir, and the extremist Israeli settlers in the West Bank. These people do not represent a majority of the Israeli public, Yet under Prime Minister Netanyahu's watch, they have had far too much influence. All sides must reject from river to the sea thinking.
Did you hear that? This is the biggie. All sides must reject from river to sea thinking. You see, that's greater Israel. That's the part of taking over everything of the biblical description of Israel, of the old Israel, what they used to have, probably under Solomon. I mean, this they have no right to all this stuff. And now Schumer even says, one of the synagogue, that they must reject the river to the sea thinking. Yeah, I suggest they do that too, because it's no longer applicable. Nothing of that is applicable. They're not even Jewish. If it's for the Jewish people, they're not Jewish. They're not of the seed of Abraham. There's only one seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom they reject. Without that, they are not Jews. They are liars. That's the New Testament. And that's why the church should not support this state of Israel another second. And they shouldn't have supported it from the beginning. Now let's hear the 7 seconds left. Here we go.
And I believe they will, if the prospects for peace and a two-state solution are real.
Okay, well, there you heard it. He thinks they'll drop the idea of river to sea if the two-state solution is put forth again for the how many times? I don't know how many times. I remember hearing the two-state solution when I was a young man, a young kid. I mean, this stuff, well, they've all heard that. It's not the two-state solution, man. It's how powerful they are. Is the world willing to arm Gaza and the West Bank as they armed Israel? Who really armed Israel? The world armed Israel. The United States armed Israel. Europe armed Israel. Great Britain, the UK armed Israel. Well, is the UK and the US going to arm Gaza and the West Bank? If they're not, then the two-state solution isn't worth spit. I wouldn't invest in it. I mean, that's a joke. It's the same. They'll end up with the same crap they've got now, the same tyrannical, unlawful garbage they live in now, the prison camp. Now, this let me tell you, I believe this thing is, and it should be, the fallen away church must get rid of heresy. It is up to its eyeballs in heresy. It's premillennialism. And now in the second hour, I would like to talk about this John Hagee fella. And he gave a sermon last Sunday. And it's phenomenal how this guy slaughtered the scriptures. I mean, the guy's a raging lunatic, and he has a raging heretic, I should say, a raging heretic. And just like this other guy, Jeffress, in Dallas, he's a Baptist church, big Baptist church guy. Both of them are premillennialist, and both of them deny the kingdom of heaven on earth, deny the kingdom. And they both support Israel to the point of nausea. It's pathetic. And it's sad. They've joined themselves unequally, yoked themselves with Israel, the Antichrist. Well, anyway, stay with us, and we'll be right back after this. ¶¶
Yahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I know my baby is gonna jump and shout. I know my baby is gonna jump and shout. When the train rolls in and I come jumping out. Hello, baby. I'll be home one day. Well, hello, baby. I'll be home one day. Well, hello, baby.
All right. Gotten a little bluesy there, didn't it? Yeah, I like it. Okay. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we're wrapping up the first hour of the show. We're about to start the second hour at the top of the hour. And we're going to be talking about the Fallen Away Church Joins the Antichrist. And it's by me, Ronald F. Avery. It was written on March the 10th in the year 2024. And it's a scriptural analysis of a sermon entitled Israel, God's Chosen People. And it's given by Pastor John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, on Sunday, March the 10th, 24. So, I heard the sermon. I watched, first of all, I watched it on TV, just happened to catch it on there. Then I went and looked up the YouTube video of it, and I'll give you a link to that, as I'll give you a link to these other things we were reviewing today. And so you'll see the video for yourself. And then, and by the way, I actually put all this. I made a few little minor revisions or additions to it since I posted it on their website or their YouTube. I posted it in the comments section under the YouTube video of this sermon. And I didn't get any. I think I got two thumbs ups and no rebuttals. Nobody made any comments, and most of the comments on there are hallelujah, fantastic, praise God, praise John Hagee, thank you, John Hagee, thank you, thank you, thank you, praise God for John Hagee, he's the, and the Israel, pray for Israel, and just on and on and on, the chosen people, and praise the chosen people, and we're nothing, the chosen people, thank you that we can help the chosen people. On and on. Thank you that we can be yoked unequally with the Antichrist. That's my comment. I mean, this stuff is crazy. And how it got this way, what it took to get here, I don't know. But it's crazy. We'll be right back to start the second hour right after this.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.